Joining me live in studio this morning is Stephen Malik with Lincoln County Emergency Management. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Thank you. You look a little tired this morning. Got an early call, did you, huh? A
little bit, yes. We got called about 3 for power outages in Kemmer.
Oh, my goodness. So all emergency lines are up and going, though, it sounds like, again.
Yes, we never did lose 911 service down there. We had some issues with our other phone lines at the county offices down there. But everything is back up and running, last I heard.
All right. 2020, huh?
Yes.
September 8th. Did you ever think when September started that this is what you'd be doing on the 8th of September?
I was hoping not to, but
you just
here we are.
You just never know, do you? Well, it is fitting because it is Emergency Preparedness Month.
Yes.
In the month of September, and it even goes to show that be prepared for power outages and things like that. And when, as far as emergency management goes in Lincoln County, what procedures are in place for when an unexpected storm like this comes through? And not, it wasn't entirely unexpected. I don't think people really expected the force that it carried, but with winds and heavy snow like this, what procedures are in place?
Well, basically, we at Emergency Management, we try to get word out if it looks like something that may impact the area is coming through. We'll try to get word out to everybody as much as possible. We have our own policies and procedures if things are impacted dramatically, like 911 service goes down, anything like that. We can reroute service to other locations, that kind of thing. We want to make sure that all of our emergency services are up and running. As far as individual stuff, if we have a large event that impacts a lot of folks and say, you know, people can't be in their homes or those kind of things, we would be the ones who would get shelters going, that kind of stuff, if needed. But a lot of your day-to-day stuff is on an individual basis. You're kind of the most important person in your household. So it's up to each of us to have kind of our own plans for our household, for our work, wherever you may be. Preparedness is not just about the big one. I mean, you want to be prepared for those kind of things, earthquakes, fire, flood, that kind of stuff. But it could be as simple as power outages, weather-related stuff, if you can't get out of your home, roads are closed, that kind of thing. Do you have what you need to get by for that period of time? And so it can be pretty simple or it can be pretty elaborate, depending on how deep you want to get into it.
So what are for the day-to-day stuff, when you're mentioning the households need to be prepared for them by themselves and for themselves, what are some of the day-to-day recommendations as far as what people should be doing to be ready?
Just some simple things to have is, have some extra food provisions. You know, some of us have long-term food storage type things, you know, freeze-dried foods or your bags of wheat, that kind of thing. But it can be as simple as just, you know, have a few extra cans of SpaghettiOs, if that's what you're into, you know, get some extra food that you eat normally and then rotate it out as time goes by. The longer you can be prepared for, the better, especially for the long-term events, you know, large ones like, you're seeing in California with wildfires, people evacuated, and even closer to home, we had some evacuations in Jackson just this last weekend, or south of Jackson, I should say. You know, you just don't know what's going to come. There are lots of things that can hit, and we may not think of everything, you know, but just having a little extra stuff. Think of what you need day to day. If you have health issues and you need medications, try to get a little stock of those. You know, it can be difficult, you know, with certain medications. They may not give you a long-term supply, but try to have those conversations with family, friends, your doctor, whatever, and see if there's things you can do to have a little bit more on hand if you need it.
So it seems like as we go through our day, we just kind of need to take mental stock as we're doing things and say, okay, if I couldn't do this tomorrow, would I be in trouble? And then try and find out a way to make it so that you can tomorrow, right?
Yes, exactly. And you know, once you get that situated to where you could make it for, you know, a few days or so, then try to go a little bit farther into it. Training is also a good thing. If you have a lot of supplies, it's a good thing to know how to use those supplies. And so if you've got bags of wheat in your house, having a grinder and some other things that you could use and knowing how to make things out of that is beneficial, I would say. You may have neighbors and friends that can show you how to use that kind of stuff, but that, you know, you can't count on everybody else all the time because they may be in a similar situation.
Stephen Malik joining us in studio this morning with Lincoln County Emergency Management. And September is Preparedness Month, and so that's the reason to have Stephen in studio to talk to us this morning. For some of the bigger events, as you were talking about, Emergency Management does have the Code Red system set up for alerts and information. Tell us about this.
Yes, our Code Red system, we've had it for several years now. Basically, it allows us to remotely activate emergency notifications. So you can get voice phone calls, you can get emails, you can get text messages. It also allows us access to what is called the wireless emergency alert system. If you've seen tornado watches or warnings and that kind of stuff, or amber alerts come on your phone and you didn't sign up for anything, that's that system, that wireless emergency alert system. There's actually a whole suite of products that that are used nationwide. But this gives us very quick communication. It's kind of like 911, but in the opposite direction. It's us calling you to notify you that there is something going on that is serious in your area. We can actually, you know, focus on specific geographic areas, or we can go countywide if we have to. If there is something that big that's going to affect the population throughout the county, we can do that. And it'll call thousands and thousands of people in minutes, as opposed to somebody having very tired arms.
So I guess an example for this that we've seen locally, at least in the, maybe not in Lincoln County itself, but surrounding counties, have been the wildfires, right, in recent years. In fact, Teton County just over the weekend had some evacuations. And so that's a situation where that would come into play.
Yes, exactly. And one thing to know is this system is only utilized for emergency communications. We don't do anything else, you know, that, you know, Joe Bob's got this going on or whatever. It is only emergency stuff, but the caveat to this is it's only as good as the data that we have. We need people to sign up and keep their information up to date so that this system has people to call. If you have a landline, which is becoming few and far between anymore, we get that updated every year from the actual telecom providers. But if you've got cell phone, you want email communications, text messages, that kind of thing, we need you to go to our website and fill out the form. If you go to www.lcwy.org and you scroll down the page a little bit, you'll see a Code Red notifications button. If you click on that, it'll take you to a form to fill it out. You just give it what phone numbers you want to add, email addresses, whatever you have, and it asks you where are you located, and then you will be signed up for those notifications on those devices.
Easy as that. LCWY.org, right?
Correct.
LCWY.org. Yes. Stephen Malik with Lincoln County Emergency Management live in studio. Stephen, thanks for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to touch on?
No, I think we pretty much covered the gist of it, and hope everybody has a safe rest of the year. 2020 has been interesting.
To say the least, right?
Yes.
Stephen Malik, Lincoln County Emergency Management on the SVI Radio Network.